Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. CF Industries have ended merger talks with Norway's Yara International that would have created a $24.5 billion fertilizer producer. Chicago-based CF and Yara failed to agree to terms of a merger of equals to create a rival to market leader Canada's Potash Corporation. A successful deal would have given Yara, the world's biggest nitrate fertilizer maker, major production units in the U.S. where costs are lower due to cheap gas. CF would have gained a global footprint through Yara's presence in 150 countries with production assets and a well-established distribution network. Private analytical firm Informa Economics estimates that farmers will plant 88.5 million acres of soybeans and 87.8 million acres of corn in 2015. Informa forecasts corn acreage will decline 3.1 million acres from 2014, while soybean acreage will climb 4.3 million acres. Our first ever WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference is November the 24th at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus in Normal, Illinois. We've got the latest on farmland values, and we'll spend time looking at crop insurance under the new farm bill, as well as the pending ARC-PLC decision. And we've got marketing panels on corn, soybeans, and cash grain. The cost is just $25 and includes lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Get your tickets now at 800-898-1065. Or on our secure website at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading 16,199. It's down 110 points. The NASDAQ 3816 is up 12 and a quarter. And the S&P 500 is trading 1876. It is down 5 points.
From Urbana, deep in corn country, it's the game show of the stars, Password Agriculture. And here's the star of the show, Dave Dickey.
Thank you, thank you. Our contestants today are Scott Cameron and Lisa Brautz. Good day, players. Let's get started.
The password is deer.
Scott, here is your clue. Bucktail.
Doe.
Lisa, tractor.
Deer.
Here's another.
The password is case.
Scott, lipstick.
Makeup.
Lisa, brief.
Case.
Okay, Johnny, tell them what they've won.
And here is what you win. A chance to get into a drawing for either a Case IH Magnum 370 CVT toy tractor or a Deere replica tractor 837. And everyone listening can get into the drawing too. Just go to the phone right now and call 217-244-9455 and mention either Case or Deere and be entered into the drawing. That's 217-244-9455. Hey, and while you're on the phone, why not take the opportunity to make a pledge of support for WILL and the Agricultural Services? Call right now, 217-244-9455.
And when you make that call and mention either Case or Deere, you will also help us along with a challenge. Les Schulte is here to talk about that.
That's right. Hey, but first I want to say that's Scott Cameron. He doesn't seem to be very smart, does he?
I suspect all week that it'll be a similar kind of a...
He didn't get the good lines. Hey, we want to encourage everyone to call right now with their pledge of support for agriculture. And when you make that call of support for our agricultural services, we have a group of loyal ag friends that have gone together to create the Fall Ag Fund Challenge. And if we hear from at least 100 pledges this week that mention WILL Ag, we can add $5,250 to our pledge total. Let me repeat that again.
Yeah, it's worth repeating.
That's $5,250. But I really want to thank everybody who have come together to put this group together. And we want to thank AgriGold, Bates Commodities, Murray Wise and Associates, and those are just a few of the ag businesses who are coming together to help make this Ag Fall Challenge possible. So follow their lead right now and pledge your support to WILL. And mention Ag Services, 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.org.
Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. We do have ourselves some really fine weather coming up. Not much in the way of significant precipitation will be occurring across the Midwest for a while. We have temperatures out there this morning that are cool and crisp, but not necessarily excessively cold. We are running in the 40s and lower 50s across a big part of the region. Doesn't seem quite like autumn yet, but don't tell anybody I said that because conditions can change pretty quick. We don't want to jinx ourselves. It is going to be warm across the region for a while. Or maybe I should call it mild. We will see the afternoon temperatures today running 50s and 60s across a big part of the Midwest, but 70-degree readings will occur in the west and extreme southern parts of the region. Now, tomorrow, we'll likely see the cooler air dig a little deeper in the eastern and central parts of the region, so 50s and lower 60s will become more common, pushing the 70s more to the west of the Missouri River. We'll expect the temperatures to stay somewhat similar like that on Wednesday and perhaps Thursday, although some of those 70-degree temperatures will creep a little further to the east of the Missouri River, and we'll probably see better conditions occurring across the heart of the Midwest as we move into the weekend coming up with a lot of 60 and 70-degree highs expected, and we'll keep those until about midweek next week when the next round of cooling takes place. But probably everyone's interest is more on the precipitation prospects since we are in the midst of our harvest here and putting some wheat in the ground. And the prospects for precipitation are not all that impressive. In fact, the eastern Midwest will have a few showers today, mostly light precipitation from Michigan down into Indiana and parts of Ohio, maybe even in Kentucky. But we're not expecting the precipitation to be very meaningful. These will be instability showers that will pop up here later in the day and overnight tonight, or just into the evening, I should say. And the moisture totals will probably not be much more than a few hundredths of an inch in most cases. Maybe somebody could come in with a couple tenths of an inch, but that would be an extreme. We do have a ridge of high pressure that's going to be building up across the region during midweek. That should help to suppress rain potentials. Until we get to Wednesday and Thursday in the western Corn Belt, now at that time we'll likely see a few showers accompany a weak cool front into the region from Kansas to Minnesota and Wisconsin. What's interesting about this frontal system is that when it comes across the Mississippi River, it will lose all of its support. So almost the majority, just about all of the region east of the Mississippi will likely end up with little to no precipitation out of this event. The western Corn Belt will probably see only light amounts, except in parts of Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, where totals could get up to around between 2/10 and maybe 6/10 of an inch. After that system passes through, we don't have to worry about precipitation again until early next week. Another frontal system will come into the western Corn Belt at about that time and work its way from west east across the region from sometime late Sunday all the way into Tuesday. And that's probably going to have a little bit more impact on our field progress. But again, it's a fast-moving front with not a lot of huge volume of moisture, so we should still see only temporary disruptions. Down in South America, it looks like the dryness and the heat is going to slowly abate in portions of Brazil. We do have an opportunity for some showers to pop up this week, but it probably won't bring meaningful rainfall to the majority of the country until we get into the weekend. And at that time, we'll probably see showers and thunderstorms in quite a few of the center west and center south crop areas that have been of most interest to the marketplace of recent. And we'll expect precipitation to get even better after a short-term period of drying during the middle part of next week, and that next round will probably occur close to the end of the month. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter December wheat, 599.5 down 2.25. Soft December, 511.75 down 4.5, now 4.25. December corn, 343 down 5. Go out to December of 15, it's 389¾ down 4. November soybeans, 938¾ down 13. December soybean meal, 326.70 down 380. December soybean oil, 31.68 down 34. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you today?
Doing well. Thank you very much. Harvest progress is going to really pick up this week, but before we get that, we have the number from this afternoon. What are your anticipations?
Well, I think we're going to see corn right around the 35% area as far as harvest progress, maybe a little touch higher than that. Beans right around that 52-55% area. So I think moved the needle a little bit last week, but as you know, at least around this part of the corn belt, there wasn't a lot of progress done late in the week, so we're not going to see a lot of jump in this part of the country, but I think probably a different story come a week from now. I would assume we're going to see that needle move quite a bit here this week, as the weather looks pretty advantageous for some real progress to be made here in the next few days.
Are we carving out a sideways movement in futures where maybe the October lows, either corn or beans, turn out to be harvest lows?